Washington. The U.S. Senate Republicans narrowly passed President Donald Trump's sweeping tax and spending bill, overcoming fierce Democratic opposition and internal party divisions. The 50-50 deadlock was broken by Vice President J.D. Vance, securing a hard-fought victory for Trump's legislative agenda. The 940-page One Big Beautiful Bill Act includes $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, sharp reductions to Medicaid and food stamps, and a $5 trillion increase in the federal debt ceiling. While the bill delivers on key promises from Trump's campaign, including permanent 2017 tax cuts and eliminating taxes on tips, it sparked significant concern within the GOP. Three Republican senators, Tom Tillis, NC, Susan Collins, Maine, and Rand Paul, KY, joined all Democrats in opposing the bill. Tillis and Collins raised alarms over projected health care coverage losses, while Paul objected to the mounting national debt. "The big not-so-beautiful bill has passed," Paul said. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, led tense, last-minute negotiations to keep his party unified. Senator Lisa Murkowski, R-Alaska, became a critical swing vote after securing provisions to protect food aid programs and boost hospital reimbursements for her state. Democrats blasted the bill as reckless. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, described the package as deeply unpopular, citing a Congressional Budget Office report that projects 11.8 million Americans will lose coverage by 2034 and warns that the bill would add $3.3 trillion to the deficit over 10 years. Despite Republican efforts to present the bill as fiscally sound, Democrats accused them of using magic math to downplay the true cost of the tax cuts. Senator Patty Murray, D-Wash, said the GOP's accounting wouldn't hold up to public scrutiny. The bill now heads back to the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson, ARLA, has warned against major Senate changes. With Trump aiming to sign the legislation by July 4, another heated showdown is expected as Congress races against the clock.